Hey girl, welcome back to the Say Grace podcast. I'm registered dietitian and weight loss expert, Constance Shelby. I've helped thousands of women eat the foods they love while losing weight. I'm here to talk all things weight loss and women because you know it's never just about the food. So whether you're praying before a healthy home-cooked meal or driving the struggle bus right on through that drive-thru, sit with me and let's say grace. Well, guess what? It's time for our next weight loss challenge. Join us now for 4 weeks of weight loss focus with things like personalized calories and macros and water needs, so you don't have to guess, weekly meal planning sessions, weekly food tracking reports, weekly weigh-ins, goal assess and resets, over 100 exclusive easy and delicious weight loss recipes, a members-only podcast, and our incredible community. Plus, you get access to our app, so everything is right there at your fingertips. There you will find 75 trainings on weight loss that you can utilize as you make your way through our weight loss roadmap that shows you where you are and where you need to go on your weight loss journey. If you're looking to lose weight in a realistic and doable way with tons of accountability and support, this is the challenge for you. But hurry, enrollment ends February 23rd and we are starting on February 26th. Click the link in the podcast description or go to www.perfectfitnutrition.com. Did you know that how you surround yourself with other people can help or hinder your weight loss? On today's episode of Say Grace Podcast, we're talking about how accountability, social support, and encouragement can make or break your weight loss efforts. All right, hey guys. So today I just want to dive right on in. I know sometimes, especially it just seems like lately, like since COVID, I don't know what, but it seems like we have kind of as a whole adopted this mentality that like I can do it by myself. Like I don't need other people. I don't need friends. I don't need my family. Like a lot of people have isolated themselves. And you know, I don't know. This is a whole other episode, but I don't know if it's a defense mechanism, if it's out of insecurity, or if it's out of just like straight up frustration with people in general. You know, people are bad. We do bad things sometimes. And so, you know, if you aren't constantly seeking, you know, grace and giving forgiveness to those people, if that's not like the forefront of your mind, it can be really easy to become jaded and just kind of separate yourself from others. But today, I want to talk about why it really, really matters in your weight loss journey to surround yourself with love and encouragement from others. Okay, so I'm talking about people in your community, your spouse, family members, friends, or even people that you just do not know. And so I'm going to divide it out into three parts. This is just the way my brain kind of thought about it. And so it's accountability, social support, and then encouragement from those around you. And so I want to hit on accountability first. Okay, so what is accountability? Accountability ultimately is just having that extra layer of obligation to show up. Okay, so you make a commitment, especially in weight loss, you make a commitment to something like I'm going to lose weight, right? And it sounds so like attractive and you're so motivated at first. But we all know if we've ever been on a weight loss program before that, or even if we've set out any goals before, that after a while, it's not as exciting. It's not as motivating anymore. Like, you know, you start to feel exhausted or something comes along and derails you. And it can be really easy to just be like, okay, well, I don't have to do that anymore. And so accountability is making sure, it's just adding that extra piece to make sure that you feel obligated. Even when you don't want to, you feel obligated to continue to show up for yourself and for the goal that you set for yourself, okay? And so there have been tons of studies done on this, on how accountability can really help you in your weight loss. And so I want to talk about one of those studies that was done here recently. And it was a study where they just took this group of people and it was they gave them 12 weeks of weight loss treatment. Okay, so all these people showed up. They got the same exact treatment. And they all pretty much lost weight, right, with this weight loss program. And then after the treatment for the weight loss at week 13, they split the groups out into two. Okay, and so one group, they were just kind of told like, hey, keep doing what you've been doing. Let's maintain this, right? Let's just keep doing all this hard work that you've been doing. And then the other group was given a coach. Okay, they were given someone to report to. And in part of the reporting, they had to list their intake every day, like, so what they were eating nutritionally. They had to record if they exercised, and they had to record their weight. Okay, so those people knew that their coach was on the other end of the phone. All of this was virtual, and so the coach, but they knew their coach was there reading and knowing if they did not submit this information. So they did that from weeks 13 to 26, and by the end, there was clearly a statistically significant difference between the two groups. Okay. The group that had to report out to the coach lost even more weight than the group that did not have to continue to report out. Okay. And so, I mean, this study was posted in Obesity Journal by Megan Butryn and friends, if you want to B-U-T-R-Y-N, if you want to look that up. I hate to not cite. But the point here is that those people had the accountability of a coach to teach them and to remind them to continue doing the work and to continue to show up for themselves, even when they may not have felt like it, because they knew someone was on the other end waiting on them to reply and to enter their stuff. And so this is firmly a piece of our weight loss program. I mean, if you are a client or if you have been a client, you know that we weigh in every Friday during challenges, okay? We have a start and a stop date with our challenges so that you keep your eye on the prize, you're focused in, and you know what you're doing, and you commit to yourself for those few weeks of the challenge. Okay, so then on Fridays, you weigh in every Friday. On Tuesdays, it's tracking Tuesdays. We want to see what you ate. We want you to post your if you're keeping it in MyFitnessPal or if you're writing it down, however you track your intake, we want to see it. And then we offer feedback for that. On Thursdays, it's meal planning Thursday. We are planning our meals for the next week so that we know, okay, we've got it together. I showed up for Constance right on Thursday because she said Thursday's meal plan and Thursday, and she wants to see my meal plan. So I'm going to show up and tell her what I'm going to eat all week next week. And then on Sundays, we're assessing and resetting. And so we look back at our week before and we're preparing for the next week. So on Sundays, we're like, okay, how'd we do? Where could we make changes? And then let me make sure I got it all going to have a good week this week as well, which includes following through with the meal plan that you've set. And so we have outlined it this way so that you have no excuse to go by the wayside. Okay, you have no excuse to not show up other than you're just making that conscious choice to not show up. If you are plugged in and you stay accountable to yourself, you will see the weight loss, okay, because we are throwing every opportunity at you to stay accountable. And I love it because some of our ladies, they've taken it even a step further and they kind of like have paired off and, you know, they find friends in each other. We have a lot of ladies that are just similar lives to each other and, you know, they keep each other accountable. They're like, hey, what'd you eat today? You know, hey, did you go to the gym? That kind of thing. And a lot of these ladies don't know each other outside of this online group. So it's a really beautiful and a really powerful thing. And so if you are or have been a client, I want you to know like that is intentional. Our accountability pieces, our emails that come out regularly, our posts that come out regularly, these things are intentional because we know that the studies show that they work. Okay. It is a way to make sure that you get the results you are seeking. So the next way that the power of love from others matters in weight loss is social support. Okay, I just hit on it for a hot minute. It is so important when you are doing something that is hard, when you are doing something that does not feel comfortable all the time because it's different from what you're used to, right? When you are tracking your intake, when you are trying to purchase better ingredients, healthier ingredients, lighter ingredients, when you are trying to walk into the gym for the first time in ever, or maybe, you know, 10 years, 5 years, whatever, like, it is so important that you do not feel alone. Isolation is the quickest way to fail. It's the quickest way to give up on yourself. And so simply having social support from other people who are doing and feeling and living the way you are. Okay. So yeah, we teach our method to hundreds of women, but all of these women are different, but they're the same because they are all walking this same roadmap that we have laid out for them. They are all taking these same steps that we have provided. They are all working together in the same direction. Okay. Which is trying to achieve weight loss without deprivation, without that negative mindset, without, you know, wrecking their metabolism without all the frustrations that come with other weight loss programs. They are all working in the same direction. Now, are they at different points on the roadmap? Absolutely. Some are just beginning. Some have been with me since I came on the scene, you know? And so some are more advanced in their path and some are, you know, new and fresh and open for all answers and all suggestions. And so, but that's what makes it so beautiful is because they all kind of feed off of each other and fall in line. They all get comfortable because there's leaders showing them, hey, this is kind of how things go. Don't stress out. Don't get overwhelmed, you know? And so that gives the ones that are fresh, that are new, that are overwhelmed, that sense of peace and that sense of calm. Okay. And so that social support is so important. And I think it is one thing that I am the most proud of about, you know, this program is because not only are we encouraging each other, lifting each other up, like saying, hey girl, I'm with you. Oh my gosh. When we had the ice storm in January, here locally, we have several ladies that were experiencing that because it happened from the top of the state to the bottom and bottom-ish. And so we were all just kind of like in the same boat, like, girl, I know these kids, they've been in this house for how long? Or, you know, everybody's wanting me to bake cookies or, you know, the grocery store didn't have this. Like, we were all in it together. And so there's something so powerful that allows us to exhale and say, okay, I'm not alone. She's with me too. We are all on this struggle bus together. I mean, I even have a section on the roadmap for my ladies that's called Hot Mess Express. Like when you have just literally veered completely off the road and everything is up in flames, you know, so that you know that like you're not the only one that may have veered off the road and gone up into flames. So many people experience that we made a whole section for it on the roadmap, you know, and to show you how to get back out and get back on the road. And so it is just such a beautiful breath of exhale to know that, okay, I'm struggling. This week was hard. It really, really sucked. I'm really frustrated. I'm really down on myself. But there are other women here that have A, expressed that they're in the same boat as me, or B, said, girl, that was me last week, but we're going to pick it up. We're going to do it again next week because we know it can only go up from here. Okay. So just, and believing them. You know, I can tell you that all day long, but as a weight loss coach, as like the owner of the program, sometimes y'all don't believe me, even though it's my mission to make sure y'all realize how much of a hot mess I am, you know, but sometimes you still don't believe me. And so it is so powerful to have these sisters shoulder to shoulder in the thick of it with each other, but still saying, you've got this, girl, like we can do this together. So that is so important when you are trying to make a change, trying to do something that is hard, trying to do something that is different. And tons of studies have shown that just having that friend to link arms with, that virtual friend, that friend you may have never met before, or the friend in real life, you know, whoever, studies have shown that it makes all the difference in you not only committing more firmly to the goal, which is weight loss in this circumstance, but also for you to continue to press forward in trying to reach the goal instead of just kind of giving up. And that's simply because there's someone there saying like, knock, knock, where are you? You know, we hadn't seen you around, that kind of thing. So my third focus of the power of love from others in weight loss is encouragement and pride. Now, this is different, okay? Because I talked about the social support of the ones that work alongside you, but I think it's also really important to have, you know, just someone that is there for you to keep you encouraged, to tell you that they're proud of you. I know some people come into my program and are like, I'm not really going to tell anybody I'm doing this. I'm just going to really do this for me. And I think that's okay. But at the same time, if you could just reach out to someone and be like, hey, I'm starting this weight loss journey. I really would love to know that you know. And just as you see any kind of progress, you know, let me know, kind of thing. And I know that kind of seems, oh, look at me, kind of attitude, but it's really not, okay? It is so valuable to have people in your corner, to have people there who are going to cheer you on when you win, okay, and lift you up and tell you how proud of you they are, okay? So, like, studies show that people give more effort when they are encouraged. Okay, so you need to be encouraged regularly if you want to continue to give more effort. We can positive self-talk ourselves to death, but it is still not comparable to when someone else positive self-talks us. And studies have shown this, okay? So, like, when someone encourages you or says positive things to you, studies have shown that dopamine is released and it's boosted. And then you, because of the way it's boosted and because of the way our brain works, you immediately perform better. So if someone says to you like, hey, Sally, I'm so proud of you. I've been noticing that you've been logging your foods every day this week at work when we're eating lunch. You are not going to decide that that's the day you're going to quit and stop logging your food, right? You're going to be like, well, you know, old Susie over there, she's noticing me logging my foods and I'm doing so good. So let me make sure that I keep on doing it, right? When someone tells you they're proud of you for something, that you are going to continue to strive to continue to make them proud, right? And so a fine personal example of this, y'all, is Jess and I have decided, Jess has decided, that we really, no, I'm just kidding. We both, it was actually me. I came to him a couple months ago and I'm like, okay, 2023 was wild. We've talked about that on this podcast, you know, a million times over. But I'm like, babe, 2023 was wild. We were trying to get settled. I was trying to get the business back. Like, I was kind of just flying by the seat of my pants in a lot of other areas because I was so focused on defining the business how I wanted it and then getting it there. And then plus moving into this house and getting everything established that way. And a handful of other things that we were just dealing with, right? And so I'm like, 2023 was wild. But one thing that I recognize is that I have kind of let a budget go by the wayside. Now, this man, he be looking at the budget every day, y'all. He is a numbers man. He loves to just manipulate numbers and play with numbers and see if we saved $5 a week. How much would we save by, you know, 20 years from now and all this stuff that he geeks out on. And I just don't, okay? And so it's been like this point of resistance between us both because he is so far one way and I am so far the other way. I am like, if I had it my way, money would just appear in our account and we would just, you know, I would just spend it leisurely, right? And so this is just my honest truth I'm getting out here for y'all. And so, but I came to him and I said, honestly, I feel a little out of control. Not that I'm spending money out of control, which he might would differ if he was here, but I just feel like I don't have a grasp on our money because I have no idea about our money. Like, he pays the bills. He knows how much comes in. He knows how much goes out. Like, he has the grasp, but I don't. I'm the spender of the money. I'm the one buying the groceries. I'm the one buying the kids anything they need. I'm the one paying for the field trips. I am the one that, like, the man could probably go all month without spending a dollar outside of maybe gas. You know what I mean? And so I was like, I feel a little bit out of control. So we set a budget. And now it was different than back in our Dave Ramsey years when he was like trying to put money up in envelopes. Lord have mercy, please don't ever take me back there. But he did say, he wanted to do line by line, like, this is how much for groceries, this is how much for gas, this is how much for the, and I'm like, no, like, you can do that on your own little spreadsheet that you, I know you have, you know, but I just need you to tell me, Constance, from the 1st to the 31st of the month, how much can I spend? This is your dollar amount. And so that's what he did. He gave me a dollar amount and I keep it in my notes in my phone. Anytime I swipe a card, anytime, you know, I spend money, I go, I put Amazon, $35, Kroger, $72. And I just keep it that way and add it up periodically so that I know where I stand on my full month's budget. Okay. And so his back end geeked out way. I'm sure he did it, you know, line item and all the things, but I just know that I have this one number that I'm shooting to hit at or beneath. And so y'all, the man has been so proud of me. Like, it is incredible. Like, he is every day is just like, babe, I'm so proud of you, babe. I'm so proud of you. And so the other day I said, you do understand that I really, really need you to continue to tell me how proud of you or proud of me you are. And he's like, I am proud of you. I'm like, I don't need you to convince me. That's not what I'm saying. I need you to say it consistently over the next few months because this action for me is so out of character. I hate looking at numbers. I hate doing math. I hate the feeling of like restriction. You know what I mean? I hate knowing, oh my gosh, I've only got $100 left for the month or what. Like, I hate that so much. So it is not like second nature for me. It is not a something I look forward to doing. And so I'm doing it. And so the fact that he is telling me he's so proud, and even just the fact that I can see it in him, like when I'm, you know, getting out my little notes, when we're checking out at the store and he's over there glancing at me like, okay, you know, I can just see it in him. And so that pride that he has for me is the motivator for me to keep doing something that I don't really enjoy doing all of. You know, I mean, of course I enjoy saving money, right? You know, but the nitty gritty of it, I do not enjoy. And so having, like, knowing that he is consistently prideful and cheering me on and just giving me these positive words, it really has helped me stay encouraged and want to continue to do this work, even though it's not my favorite work to do, you know? And so, but that requires me and you as humans to be vulnerable, okay, and ask for that. You know, there are a lot of people in our lives that are probably proud of us for a lot of things, but they're not just sitting over there like, what can I tell her I'm proud of her for today? You know, like, they think if they've said it once, like, that's enough. They don't want to look like a weirdo. You know what I mean? And so just by you reaching out and saying, like, hey, I know you have noticed my weight loss attempts or my exercise attempts or whatever, like, just if you're feeling it, please vocalize it to me because it matters. It matters to me. And so I say this to my girls, my clients all the time. Like, I know that I am a motivator and an encourager to them. Like, I know that is a gift that the Lord has given me to just like make people feel like, hey, it's okay. It's okay that we messed up and we didn't do it exactly the way, but also I'm really proud of you for trying anyway. I'm also proud of you for showing up. I'm proud of you for the previous efforts you've been making, like all the things. So that's a gift that the Lord has given me. And so they tell me this all the time. Like, I'm so thankful for your encouragement. I'm so thankful for your accountability. But what they don't understand is by them saying that to me, they are reinforcing that in me. They are reminding me that I am what they need to hear. And then they are in turn reminding me what I need to hear. You know what I mean? And so just having that, it really is a vulnerability, blah, blah, blah. It is a vulnerable, it is a vulnerability. Y'all, I still don't think I said it right, but you know what I'm saying? You have to be vulnerable to get to that place with someone. And so I really encourage you to do that, okay? To be in that place with someone. And find someone that can also be gentle and say like, hey, I've been noticing you haven't been tracking your foods at lunch. What's going on? You know, you don't want that like drill sergeant boot camp type coach, but you do want somebody that can hold you accountable both ways. Okay. But specifically, that's why I separated encouragement and from the accountability, because it's different. You really just need that cheerleader in your corner. And I hope, you know, that you found this beneficial. I hope you go out and you find yourself some love. However, you know, whatever triggered you on these topics, like, do you need more accountability? Do you want some social support from others who are working alongside you doing the same thing? Or do you just need to reach out to like your husband or your mom or somebody and be like, hey, I really could use your encouragement every so often. Just tell me you're proud of me. That's it. Like, I don't need a resolution. I don't need anything. I just need you to tell me that I'm doing a good job. And that can go across any area of life. You know, gosh, I remember as a young mother, that was just really something I needed to hear, that like I was a mom, I was a good mom, because being a mom was new, right? And it was very intimidating. So anyway, I hope you have a wonderful day, and remember to say grace. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Say Grace Podcast. If you enjoyed it, it would mean the world to me if you left me a 5-star review. Also, make sure to follow the show so you don't miss another episode. Plus, if you're interested in learning more about losing weight and eating the food you love, make sure to subscribe to my email list by going to perfectfitnutrition.com. See ya!